Yes, sir.
I don't know if this is general or specific to me, but there are some issues with stormwater, because the road isn't necessarily crowned as high as it should be. You have to correct it on the road.
If you'd like to come to me at the end of the meeting and talk to me about the area that you have in mind, I'll see if we can make an adjustment that would help you. Yeah. So, generally. So what we just heard from Dolly Construction is that they're thinking the bulk of the work is going to happen during the winter months, but they're hoping to get out in late summer, early fall, while the growing season is still active, to do a little bit of work along Riverside Avenue. They've got some grading to do there, and hopefully they can get that done before we get into the winter months, while there's still a chance to grow grass on the slope after it's been graded. So the answer to the question is, hopefully in September-ish, we're looking at some work along Riverside, but it's probably going to be the winter months, which we'd be talking January.
I think it'll be before that. I think
December.
Yeah, December.
December, January, February to be working on the sewer main and the roads. And again, we're going to. We know you all need to get to work. You all need to get to school. And one of the caveats in our contract that Dolly is committed to is making sure that there is some way for you to get in and out. You might have to come in from Salford Station Road instead of Main Street for some days, but to make sure that everybody has a way in and a way out during this project. Yes?
Will the ditch be on one side of the road as opposed to the other? I mean, how do we know on Fulmer Road which side the digging will be?
Fulmer Road is not very wide, so we really don't have it specifically to one side or the other. It's not going to be limited to just one side. Dolly's going to have a little bit of ability to make adjustments to manhole locations to best meet traffic control and encountered rock, but it's not going to be just one side of the road now. Yes?
I just want to be clear about paying for all this. So if you're not taking a loan, who are the payments going to for each? Obviously, the plumber's getting paid
right
by me directly, but the other part of it for the main.
Sure.
Going to the township?
That goes to the township. That's correct.
Not
correct. You never pay anything to Dolly. That's complete. Their contract is with the township. But the tapping fee is a township fee that helps pay for all the system, and the permit fee is also a township fee that pays for the cost of inspection.
What's that going to be? When will the township part be due? Will that be due when?
You want that one?
That'll be due when you connect.
So when we get that letter around that scene.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Can you anticipate that to be due?
Spring of 2023, yes.
And everybody has to pay that to connect? We have a line of pump already.
If you are already connected to the sewer system with a grinder pump and we are reconnecting you, you already paid a tap, or your property already paid a tapping fee, so the $7,400 would not necessarily apply to you. You're correct. Yes?
I'm not sure if this is relevant, but when you start digging, there's quite a bit of rock. Are you going to be using explosives?
And
so, I'm concerned about foundations and
no, I'm not. I wish I could, but I'm not allowed to use explosives.
We put it in the contract that he can't use explosives, so it made his job a little harder. He didn't like that, but he's agreed. they're going to be hammering through some of that rock, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
I haven't talked about storm. The storm drain. Are you fixing the storm drain that's in front of my house?
Which property?
Which
property?
It's been caused since they put it in. all the water comes into my driveway because it's not working.
I think we could talk to you individually, maybe myself or the roadmaster, the conclusion of the meeting. There's minimal storms. The storm sewer work that he has to deal with It's not really storm sewer, but he's managing storm water behind the pump station. So he's not doing new storm sewer as part of his job. He's putting in a pump station in Force Main, and he's doing some storm water management behind the pump station. Yeah, again, we'll be happy to talk to you about that. That's kind of, it's Mr. Rice, correct?
Yes.
Yes, thank you for joining us, and we'd love to talk to you directly about that after the meeting. Yes, sir.
The pump house, are they going to knock that house down that you bought, put it there, or is it going further?
The other side of the private driveway from the house that's there. So the house that's there is not being knocked down as part of this project.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Is this the AARP meeting? Come on, I have a question about the pump station also. Sorry, everybody.
I'm feeling my gray hairs, thank you.
I'm on Bubba Bumble, the mines that be coming through my property, from Riverside up, the driveway question is mine for the choke note. My concern was with the pumping station itself. I want to get details about noise in the building.
Sure. I'll take that first, and then if Bob has something else to chime in, he can. So the pump station, the pumps are below ground. You're not going to hear the pumps. The only thing that you will hear above ground, there will be a generator, an emergency generator. So if the power goes out, you will hear a generator. About once a week, that generator self-exercises. But that's during the day on weekdays, so that hopefully is not disturbing you. If the time disturbs somebody close to it, let your public works director know. Sometimes an adjustment can be made so that it's a time that won't bother you so much. So the only noise I would anticipate is the noise of that emergency generator. Bob, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And the generator will be within a building.
And I'll go ahead and let you speak to any odor issues you're concerned about. Any odor?
There should be no odor issues at all.
Materials underground.
Everything is underground and enclosed.
So again, no odor issues anticipated. We don't have odor at the other. We don't have odor at the Delphi pump station. I guess that's really the only one we're running right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's all contained. It's underground. It's in wet wells, lids. We don't anticipate any odor would be noticeable to anybody in the vicinity of that. Your only worry is that generator self-exercising once a week during the day. Again, if that timing bothers you, I'm sure we could work with you to make an adjustment. Yes, sir.
Telephone pole. Are you going to back that way up into people's yard, or are you going to put the electric underground? How's that going?
So I think there's a telephone pole relocation there's a telephone pole or two being relocated near the Gabion walls along Riverside. And then the new line, the new electric or telephone going to the pump station is going to be done underground in conduits.
But the ones that are already there, are you just gonna chunk them back further?
There's one or two phone poles along Riverside. There's one or two phone poles along Riverside in the area where we need to make it a little wider. It's right where it's the top half of the Gabion baskets. And those will be moved back, not substantially, because, you know, there's only so much right of way, but those will be moved back somewhat. I don't know, maybe less than 10 feet. Yes.
I think it would be horrible.
I agree. So what you're going to see back there is a small brick building, and there would be a light focused downward at the door. I'm trying to recall if we have any other exterior lights in that building. I don't think that we do.
There's lights above the door, entry doors, and we do have a set light, but that's controlled inside the building. So they only turn on when they're actually going to go into wet wells and everything.
So we don't need to have that whole area lit. There is no reason to do that. So I appreciate your concern, and I think the design is sensitive to that, and if it becomes a problem, we'd certainly work with you.
How much is the monthly fee for them?
It's a quarterly fee. It's a quarterly charge, and it's $200 a quarter.
That includes the water?
No, there's no water. The water comes from the Schwanksville Borough Authority, and as we, someone asked before about a water line, we talked to the Borough Authority about adding a water line into the project, and they were not interested in adding a water line.
Yes, sir.
That same topic. I know that the quarterly fee was $75 years ago. The fund project was the 175 years ago.
Correct. Yep.
And I know that the monies were there to fund the project. Is that ongoing thing? Are we going to see reduction in sewer rates because the project is finalized, or are we going to be going 200 and then going up from there?
It will probably never go backwards. I don't know if it will go up or not.
Yes.
What's the road going to look like after it's completed? Like holes along the way? What's it going to look like?
It's a great question. So Dolan is responsible to restore the trench area, which is going to be a substantial portion of the road, quite frankly. So they're going to be bringing the trench area back up with layers of pavement, and I think the last course is a binder course. So our plan is that after Dolan is gone, the township will come back and put a fresh coat of wearing course or top course pavement on all these streets. And frankly, some of them are really due for it, and we've been hesitant to spend taxpayer dollars on patching streets that we're going to tear up. So after Dolly's done, you're still going to see some patchwork. I don't think you should see any big potholes, but you'll still see a little bit of a patchwork with the pavement repairs. But then the next step is to come through and with a separate contractor, sorry, Dolly, but we're going to come through with it because Dolly's great guys, but they're not paving contractors. So to get the best bang for our buck, we're going to thank them, send them off, put out a contract just for paving those roads, and that would happen after he's done. Okay. Yes, sir.
I live along Riverside Avenue. Most of those houses were built 100 years ago. And what kind of construction do you're going to ruin the basement on those properties with the vibration of all your heavy equipment? Already you have trash truck coming back and forth 90 miles an hour on that road. Riverside Avenue, I live at 18. And when that road came in, all the bulldozers and everything, they ruined the front of my house. The basement, it ain't going to take much more before it's going to collapse. What are you going to do about it? You got plans for that too? Collapse. All those houses were built 100 years ago. You're trying to change it to 2022. That's not any plans when they were built. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So
that's true, right? It's true.
So one of the things that does happen before a construction project is that the contractor will have video recording done of all the construction area, so that if there are claims and concerns, it's easy to compare before and after. The contractor is an insured contractor, but I don't think I have a direct answer for your particular basement if you have a concern. No.
Mm-hmm. Some kind of a, you can't have vibrations. And what do you think that pump house is going to do? Where is that going to be? That's not going to cause any kind of friction in the ground?
No.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever. I know that, yeah.
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 I'm just, I want to know if there's any recourse. If my house collapses, I'm going to know that you caused it. And I know already I figured you would because you have people out there testing, drilling holes in the ground, and you said there's no rock there or whatever, and they found sand or something. It's all rock there in front of my house. It's Spring Mountain. It was a mountain.
So to clarify.
What I'm saying is you're trying to do something that should have been done 100 years ago. You're trying to change it to what society is today. Like, you know, you look at it as progress. But what it is you're destroying the environment. That's what you're doing. You already did it with the damn road you put in there. It was a dirt road when I moved in there. Now, when you get heavy rains, the water comes down those streets like it's a river basin. And I had some of the guys before these guys were elected out there to show them where the drains were on the side of the road. They don't even work. The water just runs alongside them and runs into my cottage.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm on the end of this toilet. And all the rain comes to where I am.
To clarify what the gentleman was saying earlier, there were rock borings done all along the project back in 2015, I believe it was. We do know there's rock out there. Bailey knows there's rock out there. So when we were designing the project, we had a company come and do borings every 200 feet to help give us an estimate of the kind of rock that the contractor would be encountering. Nobody's saying there's no rock out there. We know there's rock out there. On the plans, it shows the depth to rock that was located at each of those boring locations. They will be having to deal with rock. The less they have to find, the happier they'll be. But there's no rock clause in the contract. They will be dealing with the rock that they encounter. Any other questions that I can help with? Yes, sir.
Do you have any plans on Babington, the blacktop, on the worst street in the township? And the bend there, you know, the most dangerous street you have in this township. Is there any plans when you do your Riverside or Palmer on your warm, you know, it all connects to Abington?
Sure.
Is there any plans on fixing all the craters and our potholes?
I think that's sort of a separate matter under the Public Works and the road program, so I'm sorry I don't have a specific answer for you, but I'm sure that when we're out in that direction, next, you know, end of 2023 or early 2024 for the wear and course pavement, I'm sure that would be taken into account. The township's got to look at their budget and see which other roads they can do with at the same time.
So.
Got to have a K and a mark.
All right. Yes, sir.
With the additional sewage being pumped up from the streets, over Riverside, going up the Boulder, it's gravity all the way down the sewer from there. With this, the bottom of the Spring Mountain Hole, manhole cover there, the underground city, looking up the sewer pipe, the hill, the sewer pipe was virtually clogged with pipes of paper. And it was true at the time. Had to come back almost immediately to Hydroflex. Is that going to become more prevalent with all the additional sewage being put through that line?
Well, actually, all the additional sewage being put through that line might help to flush it in a grand context. Not looking at that specific problem, the additional sewage coming through that line will have been ground through grinders at the pump station, so you won't have larger components so much to block things up, but you know, that's an ongoing maintenance thing that the Public Works Director stays on top of. Sounds like I'm guessing maybe when we were going through doing video inspection that they found some area that they had to do some heavy cleaning on from your description.
I have an issue with my grinder pump. It might have been earthquake related, but the valve going up the tank street, like
broke
the tank
pulling
back up with
the
cyclists. So yeah. I had to do emergency fix on that. Having end up searching the manhole cover and the pulse sack with those lines coming, which isn't a great space under there.
Yeah.
It gets much bigger as you head down the hill and Boulder towards Main Street. But that getting down that hole and looking up the sewer lines with all the stuff that people put down the toilet these days.
Yeah.
It's really ugly.
It's amazing what goes down a toilet.
The intersection of the new line with the existing line, whether there's any potential problems that may arise in the cul-de-sac that are told.
Yeah, I think if anything, as odd as it sounds, I think it would improve that problem, and the sewer engineer can tell me if I'm wrong, but the fact that we have additional flow helps push material through there and would probably lessen the likelihood of that problem in the future.
Now, the lines that come into that manhole cover, some of them were existing that you knew about, the township that is, and some of them were not. In fact, there was an illegal line that was set up on Riverside throughout the years. We had a fracture also on
right.
the property, which caused a sewer line to break.
Yes.
Beverly Hillbillies, I had bubbling sewage coming from my property, which was fixed by the township. That line shouldn't have been there. It wasn't on any of the maps. Going from Boulder in front of my house, knowing it's a grabbing line feeding down towards the bottom of the hill and down the sewer plant, there's also a line that comes in a manhole cover upstream. My line is simply a grinder pump with a one-way valve
mm-hmm.
coming back in. What happens if the sewage, is it possible going the wrong way, going upstream with some kind of excess of blockage?
So let me define the layout there, and then I'll try and understand your question, because I'm not there yet.
And the Boulder, so you have a line coming up from my property and driveway connecting up the manhole cover in front of my property.
Right. I understand that. So
you're standing in my driveway, looking out towards the manhole cover, up to the right is an existing line that I think they were proposing to use, the elevated manhole cover of sanitary sewer line. And that line comes in toward Boulder, and then in the street, all the homes have just their small pipes that come in and pump to that sewer line. So there's not much traffic there, and the lines aren't that big. Is there going to be any remedy to say, okay, now we're hooking up sewer line with all the sewage from how many houses? They're going to pump into that.
Yes.
What's to prevent that from going into houses, special lines, and some delivery?
So here's what's happening. We're putting a gravity sewer line in Riverside, okay, in the right of way of Riverside Avenue. And the homes that today are connected by these spaghetti of grinder pump force mains that are going up through your yard to Boulder Lane, they are all going to be abandoned. All these people that currently pump through that spider web of force mains are now going to pump to the gravity line, or maybe even gravity to the gravity line. Like you'll be able to disconnect your grinder pump and connect directly downslope to the gravity sewer main. So if they are pumping today and they still need to pump tomorrow, they're going to pump to the gravity line. They won't connect to the big force main. Okay? The gravity line will drain down to the pump station at the low point on Riverside. And then the new force main will come. I should be doing this on the slide. Let me try this again. That'd be a better way to do it. I'm sure it would. Let's go back to this slide. Okay. So for the people with good eyes, if you're on Riverside right here and you're pumping up to Boulder, that line will be abandoned, and you will now instead connect to this gravity line here in Riverside, which drains down to the pump station. Everything will drain to the pump station that's newly connected. And then that will go up this dark red line of force main. That's one force main. Only the pump station connects to that force main. And then that goes up to the manhole. Does that answer your question?
That's my concern, is that you've got all of the Riverside coming up to Boulder, the manhole cover in front of my house. The system there, everybody looks up the manhole cover in front of my house and looks at the sanitary sewer line, you see that there's not much to it.
Okay, now I understand. Okay, so the 8-inch line that leaves that manhole will be enough to carry what's coming up, the 4-inch force main. Yes, sir.
All that sewage coming up in that
angle. Yeah.
We're a little bit of an antiquated system right there in the cul-de-sac.
Sure.
Sewage force properties right there.
Absolutely not. I understand your concern, and absolutely not. No. No, the size of the line that leaves that manhole is more than twice the size, it's at least twice the size, twice the diameter of the force main, which of course is a lot more area. It's a gravity line, but the 8-inch line that leaves that manhole can absolutely carry what will come out of that force main. Yes, sir.
They were going to put a cap for me to connect, you know?
Yes.
Yes. I'm responsible for that $7,000 fee.
No, because you're already connected to the sewer system. So theoretically, your property already paid a tapping fee before you owned it. So if you are currently connected to the public sewer and you're getting reconnected as part of this project, then the tapping fee would not apply. Right. Yep. Okay. Again, I want to say to any of you that have specific questions about your property, I have a copy, a printed copy of that map that approximated who's within 150 feet. I'll set it on the table down here. I have full project plans with me. If there's a specific question, we will do our best to answer it. And Mr. Rice, I think, might have stepped up, but we'll be happy to talk to him about his drainage question, somebody else's question about crowning the road. Again, if you want to come up and talk to us individually, we'll do our best to answer all your questions tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. I know you all took personal time out. I hope it was useful to you. I hope you got some good information to help you tonight. Don't forget, we have the advantage of having Ms. Schwalm here from PennBest, which is a great resource, and hopefully the pump guy gets here if he didn't already. No. Okay.
He is. He's on the turnpike.
If there are some general questions about the E1 pump, Mr. Preston, the sewer engineer, said he'd be happy to try and help.
Hey, pal. Sorry to throw you under the bus, I guess.